Music as a tool to defy authority. You've heard it before in countless stories of both fact and fiction. One true story of resistance within Nazi-era concentration camps lives on with a concert drama called Defiant Requiem. You're listening to KNKX, and Defiant Requiem is coming to the Pacific Northwest. 88.5's Jeannie Lindsay explains.
The Defiant Requiem, Verdi et Terezine, tells a story about resistance in the face of almost certain death. It uses Giuseppe Verdi's 90-minute Requiem Mass to share the story of 150 Jewish prisoners who sang the piece in defiance of their Nazi captors. Murray Sidlin created the Defiant Requiem concert drama. He says this tale is unlike any other.
Prisoners were recruited by a prisoner conductor by the name of Raphael Schechter, and he taught them to sing one of the world's masterpieces of choral music and one of the most difficult.
But the captive singers didn't have their own music to learn from. Their source material was one smuggled piece of sheet music and memories from their conductor, Raphael Schechter.
He had to teach it by rote. By rote meaning that he would take the women into the rehearsal cellar one night and pound out notes on an old kind of small organ keyboard, and then bring the men down the next night and do the same thing and keep this up.
Sidlin has designed Defiant Requiem to replicate performances of the Mass in the Terezin concentration camp. Prisoners performed it around 16 times. Sidlin says it's impressive to learn this music in ideal circumstances, but at Terezin, nothing was ideal.
They lived in infestation, they lived in filth, and they lived overcome by disease and the winter elements. It was prison like none other.
Yet, Schechter persisted.
It really took about 2 or 3 months to master it, but he had to condense that into a shorter space of time. So it was about 6 weeks, and they performed it the first time. Then came the deportation, and then it was several months before he could perform it again, because he had to recruit new singers and start over.
The song speaks about the condemnation of those who fail to follow God, but not many Nazis at Terezin understood the Latin lyrics. It was the ultimate tool for disguised opposition.
All of the language of the Requiem Mass, if you read it as a Catholic, it means one thing, but if you read it as a prisoner in a concentration camp, it easily becomes an accusation and an inference to the Nazis that their day will come.
After Sidlin learned the story of the Terezin prisoner musicians, he says his life changed.
I was an associate conductor of the National Symphony, the Oregon Symphony. I had a pretty traditional kind of conducting career. But this has altered my career entirely. I mean, I'm like 100% devoted now.
Sidlin's concert drama about this undercover cultivation of art first took the stage in 2002 and has been seen all over the world since then. He's also worked on a documentary about Terezin. It includes interviews with survivors of the Holocaust who sang in Schechter's ensemble.
What I want are two things. I want people to know the name of Raphael Schechter as a hero of the Holocaust, as an artist, as a conductor, as an inspired musician. What a hero he was. And secondly, every time people hear the Verdi Requiem or know of its performance in any community, they should associate that major, wonderful, inspiring piece with the prisoners of Terezin.
There is one rule for audience members at presentations of this concert drama: no applause. Instead, they're invited to stop and contemplate and remember the legacy of Terezin. Jeannie Lindsay, 88.5 News.
Performances of the concert drama are scheduled at the University of Washington's Seattle campus and the Tacoma Armory this weekend. More information about the foundation and those events can be found online at defiantrequiem.org.